Asian Pop Radio Australia. 영원한 건 절대 없어 결국엔 넌 댄싱 바바바바바 원더더와지 노바 보조주 I'm girl strong number one baby baby I'm girl strong Asian Pop Radio Australia. Asian Pop Radio Australia. Asian Pop Radio Australia. Hello, Jay John here of Asian Pop Radio Australia. Thanks for joining us for another week. I might be on my own this week in the studio, but I will be entertained by a whole chunk of people. Jen Star, of course, a member of our team, will be joining us on the line from Sydney to have a chat about last week's K-pop summit. She'll introduce us to represent one of the performers of the event. We will speak to none other than Johnny of the AO crew, of course, also of Johnny Unleashed fame on YouTube. He'll be chatting about the Korea Festival last week and the AO crew's win at the K-pop cover competition. Thanks to Cassie, we'll share your news with you next. Shaz has whipped up a great movie review, looking at a TV series actually this week again, and I'll be bringing you that later on. Music-wise, thanks to team member Scuff, we've got Jay Park, new one from him, a new song by Myanmar Girls, and an intro to Asian Pop with a new rookie group by the name of BTL. That's thanks to Katie. Let's kick off the show now with Lead Apple. This is the Korean version of Who Are You. This week, Who Are You actually has made it to the top 10 of the Japanese Oricon singles chart, and of course features Aussie Jason, Asian Pop Radio. across the Community Radio Network. This is Asian Pop Radio Australia. That is Lead Apple with Who Are You? This week at number 10 on the Japanese Oricon Singles Chart. And of course, Lead Apple features Jason Jiang from Australia. Recently, he was actually on SBS Dateline's program. He's also made appearances on Aussie TV on Sunrise, the, of course, breakfast TV show based in Sydney. And of course, he was also well known on the Korean TV station Arirang with the After School Club, and was always a lot of fun, but he's recently left there to go on to bigger and better things. I'm guessing all the promotions they're doing in Japan at the moment. Time now for this.
Across the Community Radio Network, this is the Asian Pop News Update.
Yes, thanks to team member Cassie, this is the Asian Pop Radio Australia News Update. Taiwanese sensation Li Hong Wang and wife Jing Li will be extending their home by 2 feet this year. The couple, who wedded in November last year, announced earlier this year that they are 5 months pregnant. Li Hong revealed the happy news while standing beside his wife during a concert in Xi'an on his 38th birthday. Although the gender of the baby has not yet been revealed, it is speculated that the pair will give birth to a son after Wang revealed that the baby will be called Wang Yi, meaning Wang number one. Li Hong has said that he will be sure to love the baby regardless of gender. Vocalist of Japanese band Spyair, Ike, sent shockwaves around the fandom world this week after the tweet that read, "I am resigning from Spyair." In just 2 hours, the hashtag IkeSan was already at the top of the trends in Japan, and the short and simple message had garnered more than 30,000 retweets. With no official response from management or Ike himself, drummer Kenta and guitarist Yuzi were quick to take their personal accounts to reassure fans without directly addressing the tweet. Shocking news hailed from the world of K-pop this week after it was reported that EXO-M member Chris had filed a lawsuit against his respective company SM Entertainment, requesting for them to nullify his contract. Although specific details have not yet been released, it is suspected that the reasons behind the lawsuit are due to mistreatment, disagreements regarding schedules, and even negligence towards Chris's health conditions. Many Chinese media outlets have reported that the case is similar to that of ex-Super Junior member Han Geng, who left Super Junior in 2009 because he felt that he was being underpaid by the company. And in the last day, Super Junior's Heeshul has actually called EXO's member Chris disrespectful. Now, this was on a Korean TV show. He spoke out against EXO's Chris and the lawsuit against SM Entertainment, calling him disrespectful and saying he has neglected his fans. Now, if you want to read more about that, you can go to jpopasia.com and read all about it. It's quite amazing to see everyone's take on this. Obviously, we know that groups work very hard. The agencies work them to the bone on a daily basis and for years leading up to their debut. And it's quite interesting the amount of people, the amount of group members that are coming out at the moment and challenging those record labels for the work and the strain that they're under. Very interesting. Jpopasia.com and just search for Super Junior. Heeshul calls EXO Chris disrespectful. You should find it. Let's get on to a Chinese track. Here's Yen J, Asian Pop Radio. Jenna, coming up next to chat about K-pop Summit.
学校的不一定是为用的道德我想要的往往都不是我就需要的毕业了这些生活的领悟就像滋味很普普这才不是来自网络不是盲目重复不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不 香槟，亲亲我的朋友，我唱着所有束缚，用成我的梦想。没有人限制一个人，真的有几个梦想？我想做的事，我想走的路，我想做自己的大事，走自己想走的路。我不怕孤独，我不怕辛苦，享受孤独的人会把事哭到做事不休。伟大的目标总是有最离谱的距离，让我不畏惧。从今以后，我要大声告诉全世界，我是毕业生。我告别了一些人，我不期待旧社会。Yeah。 我是你。 结束而是新的开始，人生就是不断的重新开始，转到一去的乐趣，旅途也不会停息，这又是些梦想的过程，让我对于收获如此珍惜。
严爵，鹏程万里。
我是毕业生，我告别了一些人，我不期待去社会。
Across the Community Radio Network, this is Asian Pop Radio Australia.
And of course, last weekend we had two very big events in Australia, one in Sydney, the K-pop Summer, and of course the Korea Festival in Melbourne at Federation Square. So we were down at Federation Square for the Korea Festival, and we had the wonderful Jen Star representing us up in Sydney. Hey Jen, how are you going?
How are you?
Good. So we had a bit of a chat about what to expect last week, but I thought we'd do a bit of a reflective piece and have a chat about what went down. So can you remind us, where did it take place and who performed?
Well, the K-pop Summit obviously is an annual event, and it happened last weekend on Saturday. And they had about 40 to 50 performers.
Wow.
And it's mainly just like dance crews, and they had some like singing acts as well, which I was involved in, and I was really lucky to get some backup dancers to help me with it.
Was that the first time you've had backup dancers in a performance?
Oh no, I had another one at Party in the Park a month ago.
Oh, okay.
And I dismissed her, so this particular performance I did to anyone, I Love You.
And so how did it go down? Was it well received?
I guess so, yeah, like everyone cheered and everything like that. I did a little bit of a stuff up, but let's not talk about that.
It's alright, I did, yeah, as well, but we won't talk about that either.
Well, I stressed out my backup dancers because I only gave them like a week to kind of learn the song. But I'm telling you, like the K-pop Summit was just amazing. You can see so much talent and like the amount of time and effort people put into their performances.
So Jen, this was the first time that it was broken up into two parts, because there were that many people that wanted to apply to be part of it, and
yeah,
they didn't want to turn people away. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's actually really nice of Crossover Dance Studios to organize the whole thing. And they did split it into two shows, unlike previous times. We had a few new dance crews, and one of them was Represent.
And we do have someone from Represent on the line right now. Katrina, how are you going?
Good, thank you. How are you going?
Pretty good, thanks. So was this your first showing at the K-pop Summit? Have you been there other years?
Yeah, it was, but some of us performed at Party on the Park with Jenna, actually.
Ah.
Yeah, we were backup dancers.
Now I see how it ties in. It's one big, happy K-pop family in Sydney.
K-pop is pretty big in Sydney, I would say so. Yeah.
Okay, so what motivated you to be part of it this time around?
I've always enjoyed dancing, and especially K-pop dancing, but I never actually got the chance to fully commit to it. But since I've finished my high school, I thought I should commit myself more to my hobbies as well.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I finished high school 12 years ago, and I've been saying ever since that I'll do K-pop dancing, and it hasn't happened yet.
Gangnam Style, Jay.
I still can't do Gangnam Style. I am a total gimp. So how did you feel when you got up on stage there, Katrina?
It was really good. You could actually see the audience since it was a rather small venue. It was good like that. It was kind of cozy that way.
Cool.
And it was a really brilliant audience. They cheered for you no matter if you made a mistake or whatever.
Last year it was a competition, right? This time it wasn't. Do you think people were any less passionate?
No, actually. I think people would have been equally as passionate, if not more.
I wanted to ask Katrina some questions.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay. Well, as we already announced, they picked a very, very unique song. Can you tell us about it?
Oh, yes, we did MTBD by CL. It was her latest solo, I believe. And originally going to do EXO's Overdose, but then it got taken. So we decided to do MTBD. We were originally going to do it, but the thing was that we used someone else's choreography. So
yeah.
obviously we asked for her permission first, but the song was so upbeat, the dance choreography was so eye-catching, we just couldn't take our eyes off it.
So can you tell us a little bit about how like Represent, you know, formed and who are the members, how many people you've got and everything?
Represent was actually formed really spontaneously. My friend and I were sitting in a lecture one day and we're really bored, not paying attention because you know how that's all uni students are. Decided to randomly make a dance crew and I just asked my friends to join and they all agreed. In my dance crew, some of the members didn't know each other, so it was kind of like a first meeting for some of them.
Mm.
But I'm pretty sure for other dance crews, they all knew each other first.
Katrina, I know you guys have a small following now on Facebook. How do people contact you? How do they get to know about your crew?
Well, we have a Facebook page that everyone can like, and mm-hmm. we post all of our activities there. So if
yeah.
you could check it, if everyone could check it out, that'd be pretty cool. It's RE percentage sign, but please don't pronounce like that.
Anyway, those are all my questions, Jace.
All right, good. You've done well, Jenna. Lovely Gen Star. Thank you so much. And of course, Katrina of Represent. And I hope you can both keep us posted on what you're both working on in future.
Yeah,
yep, sure.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Thanks, Jace.
Hello, I'm Amun.
I'm
Chicho. Hello, I'm Tata.
Hi, I'm Phoebe.
We are Myanmar Girls.
Thank you to our Aussie fans for your support. And thank you so much for keeping us strong. And we appreciate that. And thank you so much, Asian Pop Radio.
Right. Wanna share my everyday. Need to feel you by my side. I just wanna be with you. Tell me, can we stay and fight? Wanna learn all you know for the rest of my life. I just wanna be with you. Mm-mm. On your porch, drinking coffee. Love the way you talk to me. Fill it up three or four more, baby. I just wanna be with you. You can take me anywhere. It's beautiful if you are there. Fresh air, PDA, I don't care. I just wanna be with you.
I just wanna be with you.
And all my heartstrings start to sing to me when I'm laying with you, raining on the roof. Say it's the way I.
You. I just wanna treat you right. Wanna share my everyday. Need to feel you by my side. I just wanna be with you. Tell me, can we stay and fight? Wanna learn all you know. For the rest of my life, I just wanna be with you.
Could buy a little man for two, just for me and you, or a studio somewhere. I don't care, I just wanna be with you. Yeah, yeah. All around the world, yeah, life can take you real far. But in my heart, I know my home is where you are. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
I just wanna be with you. I just wanna treat you right. Wanna share my everyday. Need to feel you by my side. I just wanna be with you.
Things were darker till you lit up my life.
And now I'm loving the simplicity. Feelings taking over me. Nothing ever felt so right. Nothing we're doing had nothing to do. Let's keep it simple. It's all gonna come back to you. I just wanna be with you.
Share my everything.
Need to feel you by my side. I just wanna be with you.
Treat you right.
Wanna
yeah.
Yeah.
intro to Katie's intro to Asian Pop. Do you see what we did there? Okay, and now, the girl who needs no introduction, it's Katie. Oh, wait.
It's finally here. The debut MV of boy group BTL Beyond the Limit, debuting on Thursday the 15th of May, just last week. The nine boys from Kirari Company have released 2G, a song of encouragement and determination. This group has made such an impression, you'll be finding yourself ordering this group at the canteen instead of the BLT you wanted. The group is made up of Jean-Paul, Robin, Jay, Jisoo, Yua, Vilka, Alan, QL, and Max. In the music video, they combine a dark and powerful atmosphere with warrior-like outfits, strong moves, and a rock-based tune. The video gives us similar vibes to several other successful groups, supernatural themes like EXO and VIX, and hard-hitting lyrics like B.A.P. with a dash of powerful J-rock beats. What's more, several members previously formed the four-member group B.O.M. alongside winners Mino, so they don't lack an experience. What a combination. BTL have previously been described as hope dolls, that is, artists who spread songs of courage, love, and hope. 2G doesn't disappoint, as the name means fighting spirit in Korean. Through the past month, BTL have captured the attention of K-pop fans around the world, including places such as Belgium, Puerto Rico, and Brazil. They've been releasing teasers and other factoids about the members since April, and it certainly seems to have paid off. It's going to be hard choosing a bias, as all the guys sport handsome features and rocking bodies. Their chiseled abs even got my mum's seal of approval.
Wow! Fantastic, baby!
You can also find out if you fit any of their ideal types too if you check out their Facebook page, BTL Beyond the Limit, and stay tuned for more awesome songs to come. This has been Katie's intro to Asian Pop.
Fantastic, baby.
Oh, yeah!
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Yeah.
Thanks to our latest team member, Katie, for the intro to Asian Pop. And, of course, to her mum for her feature in this week's SAR update. Good stuff. We're going to play some Jin for you now, featuring Wycliffe. The song is called Learn Chinese. It's from about 2002, one of his big attempts to make it big in America. I think he's still pretty successful. He's done okay. Still to come, the new one from Jay Park, Princess, and, of course, our chat with Johnny of the AO crew. Asian Pop Radio.
Yeah, I'm Chinese. And what? Yeah, you know who this is. Yeah. Jin, let me tell you this. The days of the pork fried rice and the chicken wings coming to your house by me is over. Y'all gon' learn Chinese. Y'all gon' learn Chinese. Hey. Y'all gon' learn Chinese. When the pumps come out, y'all gon' speak Chinese. Yeah. Y'all gon' learn Chinese. I know why. Y'all gon' wanna be Chinese. Y'all gon' learn Chinese. When the pumps go off, y'all gon' speak Chinese.
This hip hop shit, gon' fuck up your head, man. I know a bunch of Crips that love red, man. Blood walk in New York, man, things done change. Stop the chinks, over the game. This ain't Bruce Lee, I watch too much TV. It's a game of death when I aim for your chest. There's too much sex, got me seeing slow motion. Eyes barely open, with a roach roasting. And your girl, she loves the gin ocean. Rub it on her body like body shop lotion. What's the commotion? You never seen me? Original chinky IMC. You don't wanna step to the army. I'm double R rank refugee. And the barrel of the gun gonna make you speak another language. And amigo, I ain't talking about Spanish.
Y'all gon' learn Chinese. Y'all gon' learn Chinese. Y'all gon' learn Chinese. When the pumps come out, y'all gon' speak Chinese. Y'all gon' learn Chinese. Y'all gon' wanna be Chinese. Y'all gon' learn Chinese. When the pumps go off, y'all gon' speak Chinese.
This one goes out to those that order four chicken wings and pork fried rice and broke dice in the hood. You think shit is all good till the cowboys roll through like Clint Eastwood. I wish you would come to Chinatown, get lost in town, end up in the lost and found. Eyewitnesses, you must be crazy. We don't speak English, we speak Chinese. And the only po-po we know is the pigs on the hook out by the window. Every time they harass me, I wanna explode. We should ride the train for free, we built the railroads. I ain't your 50 Cent, I ain't your Eminem, I ain't your Jigga Man, I'm a China Man. Jin sing in the palm of my hand. She looked surprised when she saw it in the palm of her hands. You know what's next? Safe sex, I'll be damned if I sleep in the flesh with the insects.
The
moral of the story, don't judge a book by its cover. I know you think that he's fam, he's really undercover. I saw his name on the affidavit. It was written in Chinese, and this is what he said. Gan tong yan tan gun hai yong le zhou so so. Ran by some local hooligans and thugs, so catch them at midnight when they close and shop up. Reading the Ten Commandments, cooking a crock up. Biggie Small posters all over the walls. If they think you Sammy the Bull, it's over for y'all. Me, I'm just Jin, just doing my thing. Just doing my thing, just doing my thing. Chung so go tong my teal jet mo. Rise their beef everywhere I go. I'm drunk screaming, can we all get along? My ladies with the thongs, the thugs with the firearms.
Y'all gon' learn Chinese.
All the ghetto.
Y'all gon' learn Chinese.
All the suburbs.
Y'all gon' learn Chinese. Yeah. When the pumps come out, y'all gon' speak Chinese. Y'all gon' learn Chinese. Y'all gon' wanna be Chinese. Y'all gon' learn Chinese. When the pumps go off, y'all gon' speak Chinese.
Yeah, the game will never be the same.
Why you know?
Double R refugees.
Final Kayla.
First Chinese rapper.
Don't out.
First Haitian rapper.
Wyclef. Refugees.
Yo, D, what up?
Jin.
You got one right here, man. And if you need to clear this, we are shot the blood. Shut up.
Why you?
Jin.
Why you know?
Asia Pop Radio Australia, this is Jay John. We've already had a chat to the guys at the K-pop Summit in Sydney earlier on in the show, so we thought we'd chat to someone who was involved at the Korea Festival at Federation Square in Melbourne. And who better to talk to than Johnny of the AO Crew. How you going, Johnny?
Hey, good, thank you. How are you?
How do you feel after your big win on the weekend?
We feel amazing. I'm really, really super proud of the crew. I think together, we really came together and, you know, I think we put on a really good performance, so I'm super proud of the team, yeah.
When did you guys decide to enter the competition?
Well, one of our members, Jenny, recommended that the Korea Festival was on, and then, we sort of saw a bit about the promotion. We saw the flyers and stuff like that, and then we thought, yeah, let's jump in on it and support the K-pop community and, do the show.
What was the audition process like, Johnny? Was it pretty hard? Because I know not everyone that entered got through. They cut it down from about, I think, 40 to about 8, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was something like that. A lot of participants did apply, which is really great to hear. Like, you know, a lot of people are getting behind and supporting the festival. We just uploaded one of our dance covers as the application video, and then we were fortunate enough to get through. So, yeah, we're very, very happy.
Nice. All right, tell us a little bit about your song choice and why you chose that track.
Oh, okay. Well, personally, all of us are really big EXO fans, and the amount of people in the crew just sort of fit, so the timing was just right, and we loved the song in dance, so we went forward with EXO Overdose, yeah.
Tell us what took a little bit longer on the night, Johnny. Was it going over your dance moves, or was it putting on the hair and the makeup?
It was the hair and the makeup, especially the eyeliner. I think my eyeliner took like 20 minutes.
How many times did you get in your eye?
Well, Alicia was doing my makeup and she kept dabbing me with this pencil. I was just like, oh. I think I was blinded for about 10 minutes. But, you know, after I gained my sight, then it was just about getting the team pumped and prepared, doing group stretches. Before any performance that we do, we usually get into some sort of like zen state. You know, we all focus together and channel our energies and then we go out there. So,
well, you must burn a lot of energy and you need, you know, an extreme amount of concentration while you're up there on stage, because any little slip up, you're going to be in trouble, right? So to get into that state before must be pretty important.
Yeah, it is. It's what we try to really do is just to really like sort of get each other in that state that we can all like sort of think together as one, because since we've got so many people on stage, there's so many like transitions and stuff like that. And so if someone sort of doesn't get that one transition right, then it could cannonball and the whole thing could like spiral out of control. But I think like when we prepare, we just try to feel each other and, you know.
Dude, that's a good way to prepare.
Yeah.
We try to feel each other.
mentally, not physically.
All right, Johnny, you guys, a good chunk of you anyway, have been performing on some pretty big stages now, including Korea last year. Is it still pretty special to be up there at the Federation Square stage with the Melbourne as your backdrop?
Definitely. Like, any stage for us is a magical stage, especially to be able to perform to our home crowd and to have such a great response. That's what really inspires us, you know, just to go out there, put on a great show, and hopefully people enjoy it. So any stage for us is a great stage.
Well, it's a win to have so many fans there cheering you, I'm sure, but what actual prize did you win for coming first on the night?
We won a very big TV. It was a massive TV. So we're super stoked. I mean, it's not necessarily just about the prize. I think we just really want to go out there and validate ourselves as a group and, you know, keep on proving to everyone, you know, why we're one of the best, I guess. So, yeah. Well, we try to be one of the best.
So. Yeah, well, you are. You're allowed to say that. There was one question that kept recurring from everyone in the audience afterwards, and that was, who gets to keep the TV? Is that a question that you guys are asking as well?
My dad needs a new TV. Well, we sort of arranged with my dad that he would buy the TV off us, and then we were going to use the funds to go towards AO Crew, towards costuming and creating our new video. So,
fantastic. Yeah. Very good. Yep. All right. And does this mean that you'll be representing us again in Korea this year? Or
it's
just one step closer?
It's a little secret. It's a little secret. We're sort of going over what our plans are for the next 6 months or so. But there's going to be some big surprises coming along the way. I can't really say much right now, but we've got lots in the works. So look forward to it. Yeah.
I know you're a busy man. You've got to go teach. So I'll ask you one more question. We saw that you had a shiny teaser up on your Facebook page. When do we get to see that full track?
That's already up now on Will TK's YouTube. So it's Will TK Chow, I think it is. So youtube.com/Will TK Chow. Will choreographs the routines, AO Crew. And so we wanted to sort sort of like help promote his work. And yeah, so we thought we would come up with our own choreography. So you can go check that out now if you're interested in it.
Fantastic. Well, there's two things you can be sure of: that if there's a competition and AO crew are there, they are going to be dominating. And if there's an alleyway somewhere in Melbourne, there's a good chance AO crew are going to be down there as well.
There, yeah. That's exactly right.
Johnny, you're awesome. Thanks
so much. Thank you
so much. And congratulations again. Keep us posted on everything coming up.
All the best with Asian Pop Radio. 모든 걸 걸고 널 들이킬 now 이젠 돌이킬 수도 없다 이젠 분명 위험한 중독 So bad no one can stop her Hello, hello 어찌 그것만 봐라 그녀의 사랑 하나뿐인걸 치명적인 fantasy 황홀한 그 안에 취해
Hey, this is Johnny.
Hey, this is Will.
Hey, this is Ryan.
This is Teddy.
We are AO Crew. You are listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Sunday
With the Asian Pop Radio Australia Movie Review.
Jay John here, filling in for Shazza. This week's review, we bring you the second episode of Just You, as well as What's Up. In episode 2 of Just You, Aaron's character made Liang Liang hand out 500 market research papers to strangers, all after declining her previous plan for the summer special for the Big Shot brand. While she was doing this, Aaron's character changed the locks so she couldn't gain entry. Later on, Aaron caught characters Alex and Kate talking about their love and made them sign an agreement which did not remove them from the offers, but meant that they could not do anything unsavory again. If in future they are found out to be doing anything untoward, it would be dismissal for the pair. Further into the episode, electricity and water get cut off at Liang Liang's house, as she has been forgetting to pay her bills, mostly due to them being mixed up with junk letters. Her parents come over and help her think of a good marketing plan and help her sort out her problems she and Aaron are both having. And now to the second episode of What's Up. At the very beginning, the main characters each get accepted into university and they find out their room placements. Hadiyaz gets paired with the main male protagonist. The famous girl got unfortunately placed with her number one fan, but is unable to hide her excitement for this. Oduri cuts her hair in spite of her mother's wishes, and instead of having a more professional look, she goes for a look with more attitude, which seems to fit. She begins wearing darker clothes and more punky street clothing. These scenes linger for some time, but sets up the rest of the episode nicely, a good introduction to the characters. So, what's the premise of this episode? Perhaps a display of dominance by the second year students towards the newbies. The new attendees are taken into the gym and made to do push-ups. It may not look like much at the time, but this is a display of power from the seniors. They become quite mean, and many listening will be able to relate to their own past troubles within the education system. Finally, a strange man enters to teach the class, which sets up the scene for the next episode. This has been another movie review, thanks to Shazza. Continue to support DramaFever.com, who bring us all the latest dramas. You are listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Check out youtube.com/AsianPopRadio for exclusive podcasts, interviews with your favorite musicians or idols, reviews, and more. Asian Pop Radio Australia, Australia's largest Asian pop community radio show. Follow Asian Pop Radio on Facebook. Facebook.com/Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Maybe it's so crazy, crazy from wake up to make up. 이랬다가 저랬다가 like a roller coaster. Up and down. 내가 원하는 건 안정인가. Baby, we need a metronome. 내가 빠를 땐 난 느리고 템포가 안 맞아. Baby, metronome. 엇갈려, 엇갈려. 왜 우리 맨날 엇갈려, baby.
No one at truck or do that bonsai. So do you have to mala do champ chwago shit some prick all night. But I knock him on an engram. On your auto get touch it more line. Sound new drug or do watch my moon gene jacket jam or shine more fine. Don't neg it, yeah, jungle chat and take good, yeah, jungle tissue on the gun sash. Dam Janica good and tash that your chuchi my soul chicken bash. Good catch catch at the next so care book. It okay, good catch watch in the OM mind. Then I'm chart the ash got dago. Mepa man is sure got an engot just so get mine to the gun and no can put it money chunk or eat. 생겨 비건해 미안해서 미안하고 잘못해서 잘못했다 변명도 시절해 가끔 너무 정열적이지 그런 욕망 때문에 과열되는 관계가 다쳐버릴까봐 좀 겁이 나 이것 때문에 맘 깨놨어 시간들이 아깝고 차가웠고 착각과 능담 꿈을 얘기하던 그 입술을 다시 느끼고 반한 그만 봄 둘이 챔본 트럼프도 맞춰야 돼 틱톡 메트로놈 빨리 만나서 얘기해 진짜 이별하기 전 몇 트럼 롤
Break it down Baby, it's so crazy, crazy from break up to make up. 이랬다가 저랬다가 like a roller coaster. Up and down, up and down, and wanting you. Up and down, up and down. Baby, it's so crazy, crazy from break up to make up. 이랬다가 저랬다가 like a roller coaster.
Hey everybody, this is Z sending you love all the way from Kuala Lumpur.
Hello Australia, we are Crazy
Tide. Yo, this is Tien Tai.
Hi, this is Hoan Ki.
Hello, my name is Giring from Niji.
Hello, my name is Ethan.
Hey, what's up? This is Young Abs and I'm hanging out here with Jay John on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Asian Pop Australia.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hi, this is Courtney.
Hi, this is Brittany.
And we're Ruby Ice.
And you're listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hi, this is Margaret Cho and I'm here with Jay John on the country's largest community radio Asian pop music show, Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Every week, it feels like this show gets faster and faster. But yes, we have come to the end of our 55 Minute 50 program for another week. Thank you so much for tuning in, regardless of how you've done it. You might have listened to us via iTunes. Make sure you're subscribing to Asian Pop Radio Australia on iTunes, because then you won't miss us. You might be listening via Podomatic.com. That's Podomatic.com/JacePop. Via our Facebook page, fb.com. fb.com/AsianPopRadio. Easy. fb.com/AsianPopRadio. Please like us. The more likes we have on our page, the more we kind of get the attention of the record labels and things overseas, which help us get those interviews that you guys want to hear. So every little bit of support you can give us is really appreciated. You know, we're just volunteers. We do this out of the, I don't know, fun for Asian pop. The love for Asian pop is what I'm trying to say. And we hope that we entertain you each week. Please do get onto our Facebook page at any stage during the week and say hi. Hi. We'd love that. Thank you. Thanks to Shaz for writing this week's review. Thank you to Cassie for writing this week's news. Thank you to Katie for presenting another intro to Asian pop and to her mum. Thank you to Travis for coming up with our playlist this week. Always appreciated. And to everyone behind the scenes, we have 18 people that are part of this program right across the eastern states of Australia. And if you do want to be part of this show and you've got any ideas, make sure you email us, asianpopradio@yahoo.com. We'd love to hear from you, and we'd love more people to take part in what we're doing. Going to leave you now with this track from Indonesia. The song is called, and I do apologize in advance for the pronunciation if I don't get it right, Kikashi Hikaru, which means lover, I hope, in Indonesian Bahasa. The group is Princess, and here they are to see out this week's show. Thanks for joining us. See you next week.
What's up, guys?
We're Justice Crew,
and you're listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
Ow!
Aku merasa bahagia, telah temukan dirimu kasih. Di saat aku merasakan kesepian yang sungguh mendalam. Hei kamu kekasihnya.